Good evening, residents and visitors of St. Martin. As Prime Minister, I hereby update you on Tropical Storm Tammy. Tropical Storm Tammy at 5 p.m. October 19th was located 525 miles southeast of St. Martin. According to the Meteorological Department of St. Martin remains at this time under a tropical storm watch. A tropical storm watch means that tropical storm conditions are possible within 48 hours. On its current forecast track, Tammy's closest point is expected to be approximately 40 miles northeast of St. Martin on Saturday. Maximum sustained winds at this time are near 60 miles per hour with higher gusts expected. Gradual strengthening is expected as well, and Tammy is expected to be at or near hurricane intensity when it moves near the Leeward Islands. As said before, residents and business community are being called upon to take all necessary measures on Friday to be prepared for the passing of Tropical Storm Tammy on Friday night into Saturday by reviewing their disaster supply kits and to make sure their property is storm/hurricane ready. The various government departments and ministries have been making the necessary preparations for the passing of Tammy. Boat owners, mariners are advised to implement their storm hurricane season action plans in order to safeguard their vessels. Residents and businesses along the country's coastal areas or flood-prone areas should take action to protect property. As such, properties could be inundated by possible storm surge, so flooding can be expected in these areas. Coastal areas of St. Martin are mostly found on the south side of the island, and these are Beacon Hill, in the vicinity of the Princess Juliana International Airport Road connecting to Beacon Hill, Simpson Bay Beach, Pelican Area, Phillipsburg, the Great Bay Beach along the boardwalk, Point Blanche, Oyster Pond, Don Beach, and Guana Bay. The building sectors should implement their storm-ready plans as well. Construction activities, trenching, and excavation works are taking place throughout the country and at building and construction sites. Material and debris laying around could pose a threat in the event of a storm or hurricane. Contractors and builders are requested to make sites storm hurricane ready. Food wholesalers and warehouse depots are requested to implement their storm ready plans for their establishment by securing their properties. Tammy could produce 3 to 6 inches of rainfall, accompanied by thunderstorms, and could produce flash flooding and rockfalls. A flood advisory warning will be issued if necessary. Residents and the business community are advised to continue to pay a keen attention to weather reports from the Meteorological Department of St. Martin. Additional information will be forthcoming from the government of St. Martin as the storm approaches the Leeward Islands. Please don't forget to check our official related websites such as meteosxm.com and the social media page of government, facebook.com/St. Martin Weather. And of course, stmartingov.org/hurricane. This is where you'll be able to find your hurricane season readiness guide. As always, being prepared is always the best when storms are approaching. So in advance, do all you need to do to be prepared and be storm ready. Stay safe, St. Martin.